Yolanda, be cool, Aussie DJs. Sugarman for summer breakfast with Maz on Star FM for the Shepparton Marketplace with Goldcoin. With Goldcoin donation, gift wrapping is available every day until Christmas Eve, and all the proceeds going to the Leukemia Foundation. And I know this time of year doesn't just affect my belly; it affects a lot of other people's as well, with all the good food about. So I've got my friend Haley, who's a personal trainer, on the line to help us out. How are you going this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, Hales. Although I am a little concerned about the Christmas time with the way I eat, because there is so much good food about. I always tend to put on a little bit of extra put over this time of year, and I'm hoping you, as a personal trainer and someone who's helped me out in the past, could help out everyone else around the valleys how not to put on some Christmas put this year.
Yeah, I guess there are little ways that you can avoid it. Now, if you're already sitting listening going, oh, I've already overindulged, I'm just here to tell you that it's actually not too late. Just because maybe you've had your Christmas parties and you've overindulged, you can go about the Christmas period in the right way. Now, I'm not saying don't eat crap at Christmas time, because you still can.
That's the best part. My nana's pudding is amazing, all right?
Exactly. You have your pudding, you have whatever you want, you can eat whatever you want at Christmas and maybe even Boxing Day, but really don't stretch it out to your full week, your 2 weeks of just pure binging. Like, stick to your days where you're going to relax a little bit, but then on the other days, just try and keep them as healthy as you can. Just try not to overindulge as much. So remember, you've got 3 meals a day, and then you've got your 7 days of your week. So you've got your 21 meals. So out of that, maybe choose, even if you had 4 bad meals out of your 21, that's still relatively good. And then throw in a little bit of exercise. You always say there's no time to exercise over Christmas, but
that's,
I think, it's the perfect time, because you've got the time. You can sleep
walk in to the bottle shop, people. That counts.
Sleep off the alcohol, get up, go for a walk. You can do your little, maybe even 10, 15 minutes of quick exercise, and then you're set for the day. You really just don't need to keep going, oh, well, I've wrecked it now, I'm just going to keep eating.
So I can turn a lot of the leftover seafood, like my prawns, my crab meat, and the ham, into salads. Of course I can.
Yes, take out the carbs, take out your breads and all the your pastas and stuff like that, and turn them into, whip up some salads for the next day. And then, yeah, choose when you're going to be naughty and make the other meals just better.
Unfortunately for me, the pork crackling that sits around for a day or two after Christmas, that's the problem. I can't make a pork crackling salad. I can't eat a whole crackling. I've got to be careful with that, but I'm thinking, Addy, you said 21 meals. If I can keep 4 bad ones, which is highly unlikely, I'll probably get to 10.
It's a different way of looking at it.
I do appreciate it. So just trying to keep it, you're saying keep it balanced is the key.
Yeah, just keep it balanced. And remember as well, you're not, over the Christmas period, you're not looking to lose weight. It's just maintenance. So you're just keeping yourself the same weight. So when you go back to work and after your holiday, you're not kind of carrying around your extra load. You're the same size.
All right. Well, I'm going to try my best, okay? I promise.
All right, good luck.
I love the optimism. Good luck. There's no guarantees, but if you are looking for tips this Christmas, Haley has helped us out a tremendous amount. So it's like a moderation thing, like always, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Keep everything in moderation, and you're sweet.
Awesome. Well, as I said, I hope I come back to work on the 5th of January in one piece. But thank you so much, Haley. I really appreciate your help, and I'm sure a lot of people out there would have taken a little bit from that.
Thanks, Maz.